Shalom and good morning. This is Billy Brim. You know, it just does something. It inspires my faith to hear all of you announce where you're from and that we're going up as a body before the throne. If you want to have a good spark to your plug, your spark plug of faith, just tune in here about 10 minutes till and listen to the people as they sign on from the United States, all across it. And I think today we may have an opportunity to have every state. I know Hawaii is on here, and New Hampshire, so there's a good start. But it really does something for you to know that we're all together and we're all praying. There are a lot of you this morning from Minnesota. There usually are, from Minneapolis. And I'm going to be there, not this weekend, but the next weekend, the weekend of Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to be at Pastors Mac and Lynn Hammond's church, Living Word, for a Saturday night service and a Sunday morning service. So I'll be looking for you there, you WWPs. Before we get to, let me see where I want to start with. This is an Israel call. So I'll start the biggest headline in Israel this morning. Number one is this. Is Israel on the cusp of complete coronavirus closure? It may be. If the country shuts down, it will be for at least a month, according to Health Minister Levy. Coronavirus Commissioner Garnzou convened the heads of Israel's largest hospitals Tuesday night for a meeting about the growing rate of infection. They say the hospitals are going to be overcome and may not be able to care for people properly. What's amazing to me about this is the coronavirus is dying down in America. Yesterday I watched on Pat Robertson, and we are the lowest that we've had, I think, since April. And there's just a kind of a wondering in my head why this is going on and rising in Israel. They need their economy to come back up with the tourism and other things. So that would be a big thing if they're on the complete, they're on a cusp of a complete closure. Something kind of funny, not funny. It explains the ludicrous. We go always to the Tomb of the Patriarchs. That is one of the oldest and surest sites in all of Israel. It's where Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are buried, along with their wives. And they call it the Tomb of the Patriarchs. It was built. The tomb is, of course, down in the cave. But on the top of it is this big building that was built by Herod, the same one who built the temple in Jesus' time, rebuilt the temple. So it's so old and it's so honored, and but it's like a site of a constant fight. Well, Israel has decided, and it's a hard climb for people who are in any way, you know, disabled. So they're decided to put in an elevator. The Palestinian leaders, this is the headline, disabled access to the Tomb of the Patriarch is a war crime. They have described plans by Israel to install wheelchair access at the Tomb of the Patriarchs as, quote, tantamount to igniting a religious war in the region and in the world, and a war crime. And they have called for a third intifada in response. The changes would make the site more accessible for Jews and Muslims alike. The craziness of it is the craziness of the area. It wouldn't hurt not one thing to put in an elevator, but they're saying that they're going to call for an intifada. What is an intifada? An intifada is called, it's an uprising. They've had two. I've been there for both of them, and they're terrible. They blow up buses. They throw rocks, and they know how to throw rocks. They close down their own shops. It hurts them economically. And this would be considered a war crime? The whole thing is just ludicrous. Now, this too touches on the Israel. Our president, Donald John Trump, has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize by Norwegian official weeks after helping broker peace between Israel and the UAE, the United Arab Emirates. Now, I was going through emails yesterday. It's been a while since I've been able to because we just finished a wonderful, wonderful, really two-part. It's going to be two lessons. We finished Daniel, and now we finished the Book of Revelations for 3BI, Billy Graham Bible Institute. And it was a wonderful time. But it's been a time when I've been studying for those and haven't been reading emails. I read an email, and someone wrote me, how are we going to get this curse off of America because the president has done this? Well, I don't really know. I don't know everything in depth. I don't know what's going to bring a curse and what's going to not bring a curse unless it's specifically written. Here we have the United Arab Emirates making a peace deal with Israel. I'm thinking about this from the point of the word. You always have to think, what does the word say? Now, the fact that they're an Arab nation, a Muslim nation, that bothers some people. But I looked in the Bible, and the Bible tells Israel not to make covenant with those in the land. There are 613 commandments, but not the Israelis of today don't have to keep very many of them because most of them have to do with when there is a temple. So there are certain commandments which are in the land. And the commandment not to make a covenant is in the land. Exodus 34:12. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land whither thou goest, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee. I see that Egypt made a covenant with Israel some years back. I wouldn't have been totally for it because they had to give up the Sinai. But here they're not having to give up anything with the UAE. However, we see in Zechariah 14:16, I'll start there, it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which come up against Jerusalem shall go up year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. The nations that are left at this time, because this is a millennial time, this is when Jesus has come and set up his millennial temple, the nations that are left are the sheep nations. Whoever, it says in the 17th verse, of the families or nations of the earth that refuse to go up to Jerusalem and worship the King, they'll get no rain. And if the family of Egypt go not up and come not up, then they'll get no rain. So it looks to me like Egypt is going to be here during the millennial reign. I'm wondering, when did Genesis 12:3 go out of being true? It says there, I will bless those, and I'm reading the Amplified for one purpose. I will bless those that bless you, who confer prosperity upon you, and curse him who curses you or uses insolent language towards you. In you will all families and kindreds of the earth be blessed. Now, they have in their own little brackets, but this is actually what the Hebrew says. By you, they will bless themselves. The Hebrew says that the nations of the earth will bless themselves by blessing Israel. I'm wondering, I don't think that's gone out of effect. I don't think it says, if those are some of the sons of Abraham, it's not going to work. It says they're going to bless themselves. So if the UAE has chosen to recognize Israel and its right to exist, that's what they had to do to get into this, then I don't see why they couldn't do it. Until the Lord, he has revealed nothing to me about this. I always go to the Word, and in the Word, I don't find anything against this. So bless the Lord. We pray. Of course, we pray for Israel, and we pray in tongues. And we pray about, I want to speak a little bit about prayer and authority, thinking about the fires, particularly in California, and the record heat. L.A. had 121 degrees, which is the record ever of heat in Los Angeles. And, of course, the fires, which are burning and have burned countless acres. I was thinking about, what can we do? all of us can pray. We make prayer to the Father in the name of Jesus. That's New Covenant prayer. Many people have authority. They have authority. I believe that you have authority where you are, habitational authority, I call it. I have habitational authority in my house. I have habitational authority in my area, in where the heavenlies over me. I have authority. I can sit down in my house, and I can tell the devil what to do and what not to do. I really don't have authority in L.A. But you know what? Brandon lives there, and Destiny lives there. And others of you, you live there, so you can exercise the authority. You in Portland, we can all pray for you. And that doesn't mean that it's not effective. That means it is effective. We make prayer to the Father, and the Father then commissions the Son, who commissions angels, and we commission angels. So our prayers for any of these areas are going to be very effective. But what is absolutely, do I think these are end time things? Well, this is the end of days, and they're happening, so they must be. I do know that the Old Testament says your own sins and your own backslidings have brought these things upon you, talking to Israel. So I think that a lot of the sin of the earth is crying out for a judgment. The judgments are already made. God already said the wages of sin is death. He's already stated certain things that would happen. What we do is cause them to the devil to be able to have an opening to them. We had our wonderful 3BI, marvelous, and some of the students are on here. Dr. Larry Allison is on here, and that always when I look back and see him and Loretta, pastors at Osage Beach of Walk on the Water Church, it just says, oh my goodness, look who's here. It just kind of humbles me, you know, and Jeff and Patsy Perry from St. Louis and other pastors from Illinois and New York and wherever they come from, and people, I think, oh my goodness, there is a glory in God's inheritance, and it's sitting right here in this room, and it's going to be to those who also get this. They take this 3BI online, and I look back and I see, oh my goodness, how marvelous and wondrous this is that we get to approach this subject. Of course, we're making it now into a package, and all you have to do is take a prerequisite course to get the Daniel and to get the Revelation. You will have to take the prerequisite course of rightly dividing the word. And so you could do that right now. But looking at these things that are happening right now and studying the book of Revelation, I don't know how close we are. I don't know. I do know that the Lord gave me a word that we've entered a time of transition and that something will be happening a year from now. Someone wrote, do you think that's a rapture? I have absolutely no idea. But I do know something is going to happen. If it is, some people are saying, well, the Lord is not going to come for 20 years. Some are saying he's not going to come for 1,000. You can mark that down wrong. Some say, well, he's not coming until 20 years. Well, 20 years, the Lord had me figure up if 1,000 years is as a day and a day is as 1,000 years, what's 1 hour to him? It's 42 years thereabouts. So 20 years is like half an hour. So if the Lord's going to be here in 15 minutes or half an hour, he's coming soon. And right now, as these things come, we study Matthew 24 when we look at things of the end, and we see how Matthew 24 is all talking about the tribulation time and what will happen then. Luke 21, talking about other things. But Matthew 24, speaking to the Jews who will be here, Jesus said, pray that your flight, and he told them that the abomination of desolation is coming, that's spoken of by Daniel the prophet. That would be the one we call, the evil one we call the Antichrist. And he told them, pray that your flight be not in winter or on the Sabbath. Well, that right there tells you he's not talking to the church. The church wouldn't care less about having to get in their cars and drive on the Sabbath, but very Orthodox Jews would. But the thing about that verse to me says, prayer is important, and it affects things, even in the tribulation time, how much more does our prayer affect things in this time? So I don't live in Portland, but I can go up to God for Portland. Hallelujah. I can go up to God for those who are suffering from the fires. I can go up to God for the coronavirus in Israel. Oh, Father, how we do lift our voices and praise you today and give you glory and honor and adoration. Thank you for the privilege of prayer. Thank you for the privilege of prayer. And I want to say this to you before we go on. At the 3 o'clock prayer on Sunday, I felt to tell the prayers, you need a rest. I myself needed a rest. I just taught this, this in-depth course, and after it, we had a wedding. You can go online for my blog and see some pictures and some things I had to say. So I was looking for this scripture. I wanted to tell those 8 o'clock prayers that praying in tongues is a way God provided for you to have a rest. And I wanted to look at Isaiah 28:11-12. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. Now, I thought, I'll talk about that. And I looked it up, and I was so surprised, and I had to smile when I saw the scriptures just before it, Isaiah 28:9. Whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little, there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. This is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. And I thought, that's just what we've done. We've gone to the book of Revelation, and he is teaching us knowledge. He's teaching us doctrine. He's teaching us about these things in the end. Precept upon precept, line upon line. And right there I found what I just lived. And now, thank you, Lord, for the rest and the refreshing that praying in tongues is. You in Portland, just sit down there in your chair and just say, Lord, I need a rest. I need a refreshing. And start to pray kind of, easily in tongues without, just easy. And just sit there. And just let it soak in you and soak in you. Oh, how we do praise you. Father, you provided everything. You provided everything. You provided the way to pray. You provided authority. You provided so many wonderful things for us. You know, it says in 1 Corinthians 14:4, he that speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself. That word edify means charge, like a battery. And in these times, yes, we're here. Yes, we're going to use our authority. But don't forget to charge your battery. Don't forget to take a rest and refreshing. Oh, frata sandali mihishato, blevrana kombe kalatoshke diando, ili marotoshke diando, rogoho bratishko do brati di brapashka. Father, with the prayer that you've given us to pray, and we're all on this line, and everyone on this line believes that if we bless Israel, we'll be blessed. And everyone on this line believes that you can pray for the shalom of Yerushalayim, that you even told us to do so. The peace that comes from being whole. Father, that nation is not whole. That nation is not whole from the plague. Lord, in the name above every name, we who love Israel come up in intercessory prayer for that nation against the COVID virus. It's not right that it should be increasing. It's not right that people should be held back so that the economy, the tourism, is suffering. And not only that, you said people would come to Jerusalem and love her stones. And the tourists can't come now. Oh, Father, in the name above every name, based on the word of the living God, where you told us to lift up Jerusalem, where you told us not to keep silent until you had made her a praise in the earth, we are not silent, Lord. We are not silent. And we do know that we can hold back things. We do know it is written that we can hold back that evil one, that son of iniquity, that man of iniquity. It is written in 2 Thessalonians that we can hold him back until we're taken out of the way. And we're holding him back in the name above every name. And we just right now hold him back with everything we have. Ili braha son deri makashka. We've walked Jerusalem. We've walked Israel, many of us, many times. We have used our money to go there. And so we know we have a right based on the word of God, and a right because we love her. And because our feet have tread. We're asking that you dispatch angels. That you dispatch angels. To east of the mahala balatashon de la combracti di brasote, ishando hona makaya na kola balatashande le vele basote, and Mary oshande le vahala barito donge le vato de mali nunya na bahashete le mani le cobra. And O Holy One of Israel, we lift up ihile matoshka, the people who have suffered. The people who have been sick, the people whose loved ones have left the earth. And now, Father, all the things we mentioned today, and Asota, anything else you want us to pray about? Here we are. Here we are with this marvelous, wonderful language that you've given us. He that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God, where no man understands him, albeit in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. All the mysteries of God, and one of them is the mystery of Israel. One's the mystery of iniquity. And then, of course, over and over and over, you speak the mystery of the body of Christ. Oh, use these tongues we're praying across this nation, around the world, right now in unity. Use them, Pavron. They give us the utterance. We pray in the name above every name. Alabahalito nanya nikoda balito da bala. Ishonda da baha nikola donya nikola brati de barita la gombre karakaya nana nombre hishtiano. Oh, balasito, 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 fronde de becabra. Ishidu dombre, frita nan combre. Doors, the doors, Lord, the many, many doors. Hallelujah. Fronde de becabra, catinio nan cobra, basto la monye. Ilibasto frene, ha 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 ha, nene gombale, frate, nene godabra da dunge. Ishinumbra pico, lishandambra. Ishinumahala brate, poria, macahalito. Oh, sheto tapalito, nonietica. Elebato frendasco dombe, calacaladino, no cohombalatito. Shene makara makara kalatino no koho palakara tarakatanya ne koho brat. Ishidi barakobre kalakaladino no koho palakatati. Kefa do koho shente di koho sheta tata koho sheta tata koho umbalatito. Kafra kodo koho prete di koho jaitanya no koho palakalatino no koho bratito. Mishtiono. E je di barata shonte de la papra conte to con papa kita. E je do boca la pratito con con jetanje de con frate. E cala mara catania no con la mara tisco. Isotore, a tarbale, toto, tombe, pale fritto. Ma sciotte ne ne caia, en devronaca. Oh, ha ha ha, le magno, ha ha, le vlando balli, toto. Sciogniero, ma calagalande, sciogniero, ma calagalandigna. Ande le vresce, ande le vesce, onde le mai, ha, nuca la bu, moranigno, non copre, cascia, nieto. I propriciote le brava caia, non non nianga la calacaia, non nianga da gobre, tata da gobre, a te. Bless the name of Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord. Oh, Most High. Oh, you're high and lifted up, and we worship you and we adore you and we magnify you. Oh, Ramacito, Ramacito. Prestiano, prestiano, prestiano. Il braccio delle bahala bacca tagno no con bracca la donge di godo spotange di con sciacche di gabala nel to fra me che le tonie ne calabra la tito no goje tagno no con bracca e le brato se ne macala la bacca la bargalloni di con bracca la condoni di con la brita la cori andando gli ombri cala galadine da cobre Ishi tutu, papa, papa, ha, ta, pa, le metito, ala, ma, calapito, to, do, go, ba, le, ba, nye, ne, go, bre, ke, li, ka, da, shi, shi, na, ma, ta, nye, ne, ko, ho, le, ba, le, ti, to, lo, go, bre, ka, la, ka, nye, ne, ko, ho, ba, li, to, lo, go, ba, nye, ne, ne, ba, li, praise the name, praise the name, you're so wondrous, oh, you're wondrous, wondrous in working, wondrous in working, hallelujah. Praise your name. 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 Hallelujah. Praise your name. 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 Oh, fakala manye, tili balatosh, kibi ando lo gondon hoshe, tili gatashka. Oh, you're so wondrous, Lord, you're so wondrous. Lift up the folks who are on this line, Lord, today, for your blessing. Thank you, Lord. 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 Right now, of course, our minds and our hearts go to the election. We absolutely cannot have a party in power who takes the words under God out of the Pledge of Allegiance, which they did that in their convention twice. We cannot do that. Brother Tim Sheets has had really the Lord speak to him about that specifically. I'll talk a little more about that in our noon prayer today, and I will be at noon prayer. But I used to say, well, I'm not a Republican, I'm not a Democrat, but and God's not a Republican, God's not a Democrat, but God is a God of virtues and right and justice. And righteousness. And so we have to vote. This is the most important election we've ever had. But another thing I want to say about prayer. Prayer is on everyone's minds now who loves the Lord. Prayer for our elections. And quite a few have organized things of prayer. Sister Lynn Hammond has organized something for you to sign up and commit to pray for the elections. I don't have it right here before me how you do that, but I will today at noon. And one that really spoke to my heart is Franklin Graham. He is organizing a march on Saturday, the 26th of September, and they're going to meet at the Lincoln Memorial and then going to march up to all the way to the Capitol Hill. But he mentioned we're going to ask forgiveness. For a long time, I've wondered how we can do this. What is the way that's going to be effective that God would, we could repent? And something about that march says we can do it to me. We can do it then. And I'm trusting that even, I'm not going there, but we're going to support it every way we can. It's at noon Washington, D.C. time on the 26th of September. So all of you who can get to it, that'd be a wonderful thing to do. I know Jonathan Kahn has something, and well-versed has something. Others, quite a few things. Let's just say this. It says people are praying. You and I are praying. We want to join with this body of Christ and add our supply of the Spirit wherever we can in the bond of unity and shalom. I absolutely believe, almost know, I wouldn't put it quite there yet, that President Donald John Trump will be elected. But I also know that to support him before and after, the body of Christ must be praying. Must be praying. And I know you are the ones who do it. Bless the Lord. So I will be there at noon and see some of you again there, live stream at noon. God bless you and keep you. And remember to stay rested and refreshed. And remember, every day, Psalm 91, no plague shall come nigh my dwelling. I have a lot of other scriptures I read too. I need to update them online, and I'll see that the staff gets that done. My divine health and healing scriptures. Oh, thank you for them, Lord. I have a covenant, and I start out with Psalm 89:34. My covenant will I keep. I will not alter the thing that goes out of my lips. Love you, and thank God we're a covenant-keeping God, and we're a covenant-keeping people. Shalom, shalom.